You may have walked by it, not even thought about it, and then suddenly were brought up with a start. And that's what I'm feeling. And you look at it, and the words are coming back to you, and they're saying what's in your heart. And you didn't look at John to find that out. This, then, is the message which we have heard of him. When John says we, he means the spiritual John. And declare unto you that God is light. Do you realize how deep that is? How totally deep it is. God is light. But you don't realize he's talking about everybody alive. Everybody on the earth is the Son of God. And if God is light, everybody on earth is the Son of light. And that isn't something I can read as if I were just looking at a little book and forgetting it. How can I forget that I have just been told that I am the Son of light? And how will that change my life? It's got to, or else I'm not a student of God. So I'm saying to you and you and you, you are the Son of light. And we have John telling us that 2,000 years ago. And have we accepted it? Or have we just mumbled the words or heard the minister mumble them? I say accept it now. God is light. And in him is no darkness. Now, you've been hearing that this will go and that will go, all your problems will go. Why will they go? Because in God is no darkness. And it's not an untruth to say that in you is no darkness. Where are all these problems you thought you had? You've been denying the fathership of God. It simply is not true that you have one problem if God is your father. You have imagined problems, yes. Now you can see it with God's eyes that is the way it is. So here we are free with all these things that we have taken on as our problems. Sister Mary is having a child down there, and this one is having a problem up here. We all have our problems. All over the world we have people who we love, and they have their problems, so we have their problems. And they love us, so they have the problems that we have. You know it's not true. It's just a conflict of century after century, having taken on the ills of all of our neighbors and of ourselves, and we have a pattern of I have this wrong and I have that wrong, and I don't have anything wrong. If I did, God would have it. And if I don't, it's because God doesn't. You've got to drop all your problems. You will anyway. You can do it in 5 years or 10 or 25, or you can drop them now and realize they're all illusion. Every single one. Some illusions hurt an awful lot. Some illusions just will not go away. But they're illusion nonetheless. Your father is the God of light. And you have no other father. I realize it's difficult to say this doesn't hurt me and that doesn't hurt me. They just told me that I had to take my liver out next week, and now you're telling me that my father is a father of light. Well, your father was a father of light when they told you you had to take the liver out, and before. He's been your father since the day you appeared on this earth. And before that. And before that. And before that. He's been your father eternally. And you may as well face it. He'll be your father eternally in the future. Even though there is no future. All of God is your father. If you still have problems, work them out. You have an advantage. You know you don't have it. You don't have the problem. In Him is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, walk in the darkness, we lie. And do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in us, the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm talking to your heart. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Sin is a pain in my foot. Sin isn't only what I think of someone else. It's how I feel about myself. But I cannot walk with God, or I don't know how to walk with God, if I think I have it. I better learn how to walk with God. Let's start doing it now. How do we walk with God? I'm so tired of reading about it in a book. How do I do it in myself? How do you? We have to forget the little me. There is none. I cannot speak of me and God in the same breath. The Son of God is I. If there's a me in your vocabulary, you'll find one day when it's obsolete, there will be an I standing where me stood. If me was eliminated, with all of the obstacles that me has, with all of the horrible things that have happened to me, with all of the horrible things that will happen to me, if me wasn't there, I would stand up and say, I am the Son of God. And me is not there. There's an I sitting invisibly in every chair in this room. Saying, I am the Son of God. But who's that me sitting in front of this I? That me who thinks, there's a me here. Oh, there's an I, of course, in the invisible, but I've got to deal with visible things. Do you? Do you have to deal with visible things before you have cemented this I in you? This I that goes before you? This I that is the Spirit of God, the light of God, the love of God, the truth of God. What is it in an individual that prevents the letting go of I, letting go of me, and going into this invisible I? Maybe the fellow or the woman hasn't had the experience of I, the invisible I, the I that is Lord of all the universe. Do you know there are some people who still meditate and they can't forget themselves? It's like Josephine. Josephine meditates, but Josephine is always there. Josephine does this, Josephine does that, Josephine does the other thing. There's never no Josephine. So Josephine has to learn how to be I. And you have to be like Josephine, learning to be I. And I know that we have to do this. We can't afford to be caught napping, so that when we are in the personality, we are hit with a ton of bricks. It's only in the personality that you have your problems. Your I does not. And I'd like you to find it, please. Try. Go down to your bootstraps and below. But find the I. And that means I've got to silence the me. Me has to get out of there. You can go all the way to China once the me is out of there. Excuse me for using you as an example, please, but I want to talk about a woman who had a hip replaced. And I'm using her as an example because by finding the I, which she does so well, and losing the me, which she does so well, she has come into a new sense of being. And this is a tussle. It isn't done by reading a book one day. It's something you live with. Sometimes you have to live with it for a long time. You live with it and live with it and live with it. There is no me. And things develop from that. You get rid of the sense of me. And you find the only thing that was ever in your way was you. Nothing else. There was always that sense of me. You say, I was going to do this and I was going to do that. You're talking about me. God didn't make a me. That's the mortal mind talking. That's the mind that is not the mind of God. And that's the imitation mind. That you don't recognize as an imitation. But all day long, it tells you what me must do. And all night long, it plans what me will do tomorrow. And you let this imitation mind run the life of I. Of course it doesn't. It just runs the life of me. And me is either happy or unhappy, satisfied or dissatisfied. And there isn't any me at all. When all is said and done, me is the one who dies. Because me never was there. And you're letting I, which is your eternal self, stand in the silence while me runs the life. Me gets into a fight with a neighbor. Me gets into a fight with mother. Me gets into a fight with sister, brother, everyone. I never does. Me runs my business. You see, the only person who has had any problems in your whole life is me. And it isn't there. The mortal mind puts into your awareness a me. I have a body and I have a this and I have a that. And that's me. And me also has all the problems. And me is the one they put the name on the grave and say, he lies here or she lies here. Maybe you've got a child and he's beginning to call himself me too. It's a good time to straighten him out. Maybe as you straighten out the child, because you've got to, you might start to straighten out something about yourself. You are I. And the difference between I and me is the difference between spirit and matter. Now when you went inside lady, a moment ago, was me out of the way? Was I wondering what would come to me if I did this and what would come to me if I did that? Is that what I did it for? You're wasting time. You're taking a figment in your imagination called me and you're trying to build it up to something. If you make me President of the United States, it'll hurt you. Because me is not who you are. You are I. My neighbor says his name is I. And I know someone in Timbuktu says his name is I. Here and there, a few eyes appear. Well, they're one I. And they all have different bodies. But invisibly, they have the same body. You want to join that group because that's the fellowship of Christ. Now, if you want fellowship with Christ and don't have it, it's time to rectify it. Forget about me. You won't have fellowship with Christ as me. You won't emulate the miracles of Jesus Christ as me. You won't approach the fifth heaven as me. You live in a world of good and bad. As long as the me exists. I want to get to I. We've got to come to I. I, the Spirit of God. I am the Spirit of God. He is talking to you. You are the Spirit of God there listening to me. one spirit. I, wherever you are, that's your identity. It's perfect. It can't be improved. It can't die. It takes orders only from the Father. When a local board comes to say something wrong about you, but you are an I, they better watch out. I is the power. As you develop this I, you help develop the eye of all those friends you have, all those children you have, all those parents that depend on the people without knowing it, to show them the way of the Father. I is the universe. I is the individual. I am. There's no one can defame I. If someone says you're a thief and your name is I, that's all you have to know. I am not. Everyone who defends the me has a tough case. He's only backed by his own character. When he's I, he stands among the immortals of the world. His strength is borrowed from the immortals. Capital I. And everywhere you see a me, replace it with capital I. You'll even feel led to live up to that I. I don't care what we walk into this room as, but I do care how we walk out. You can start off your day in a little old me with a little old body, and you're playing the odds. You're just a little old mortal walking the face of this earth. Doesn't matter how smart you are, how brave you are. You're a sitting duck for all the germs, all the iniquities, all the good and bad of this world. Think, oh, this is a wonderful thing to do, and do it. You may find it wasn't so wonderful. Why? Because little me thought it was a grand idea. When you establish your I consciousness, you find that you're on your way to Christhood? Do you notice that whenever the little group of selected disciples were around Jesus Christ, there was always one definitely who was at the center, one who was masterminding all they did? That was I. And that was the spiritual I, the I which reports directly to the Father, the I which cannot do anything in the world that is not under the authority of the Father. I cannot steal, I cannot lie, I cannot do the negative things. Not I. Because I am the Father. I am the Spirit of God. Wherever I go, the Spirit of God goes. And that's why I go there. Is that the way you run your life? I? Do you see how you become someone else? Someone greater? I have not been fair in this instance. Why? Because it was handled by a human being with the name of me. Now I will run it. I will not make decisions on the basis of what is good for me. That's not how divine life is lived. And soon, as the I begins to assert itself in your consciousness, you find a different mixture of things happening inside of yourself. You have loosened certain other areas that were blocked because there was a me in front of them all the time. You couldn't give. It wasn't just physical giving. You couldn't give acceptance. You couldn't give something that the other person wanted so desperately. You couldn't give anything because me was there with a firm stand. Now that I runs it, you find you're a better person than you thought. Quite like yourself. I is always giving out God's favors. I is always demanding that everyone does the best they can. I is seeing to that. I is a wonderful person to have around. It's the living Spirit of God in you. It does things differently. It has a different standard. I and you will never lie. I and you will always think of what's best for every circumstance, for everyone concerned in your life. I and you will think of many things that me would never think of. I in you is going to open the gates of heaven for you. But you must develop this I. Consciously. Consciously do it. You've got to develop your I consciousness. That's the spirit of God consciousness in you. When your eye looks out at a neighbor or any individual, whether it is in China or India or Afghanistan or Siam, your eye sees the Son of God. Me breaks it down into good and evil. When you start thinking in good and evil, I is not running your life. Start looking everywhere with I as your consciousness, knowing that I is the Son of God. You find you're somewhat elevated. Start looking at problems that you have with the eye consciousness. You'll find that they don't exist in the same light. When we think of all things in terms of a mortal me, even the human life is a poor representative of the divine. It can't come up high enough. But you find when you think in terms of I, you have the divine qualities and you recognize them. You're acting above your head, it seems, until you realize that that's where you were acting, from your head. And now you're not. You begin to like I. You begin to recognize I. Pretty soon you'll be living like I. And there'll be a new self there. I think when we look at John, little John, he was so young when he came to Jesus, and we didn't recognize that he had come from another lifetime. Who John had been before, we don't know. But John didn't learn what he knew in this incarnation. He learned it in a previous incarnation. And he learned it so well that the Master could rest his entire mission on John. How could he transfer the revelation to John if they couldn't talk? John, I want to give you a revelation. He didn't say that. How could he give the revelation to John if John wasn't even with him? He was in heaven and John was on the earth. John, I want to give you the revelation. How did he convey it? No one has said it. How did John take it down? No one has said it. He'd have three stenographers working full time. How did he do it? You see, this business of I is the miracle worker. But it's not my miracle worker or his miracle worker or anyone's miracle worker. The miracle worker in our midst is I. It's your identity, but it's the miracle worker. And you've been living without the miracle worker. Now, how are you going to get to live with the miracle worker and watch the miracles as they happen? You've got to work at it. When you meditate, you don't close your eyes, picture a house on a hill and say, that's a house on the hill, let's get quiet and realize a house on the hill. You first start with your identity. I am I. And you know that so well every day of your life. And that's what's doing the meditation, not the me. What good is a meditation by me? I meditate. That should change your meditations right away. The I of me becomes aware of the universe of God. Any phase of the universe of God must be known by the I of me. And that type of meditation brings you into the divine. Below the surface of the apparent world, is that little girl over there sick? I will reveal that she is not sick. Not me, but I. Jesus didn't say I every time, but he said it a lot. It was the fact that I was the nature of his being. That's who he was. And every time anyone was healed by the Christ, it was I who healed him. I want to take someone in your life that you know is ill, right now. You're accepting illness on the basis of their belief that they were me, and they're not me. That's why they're ill, because they think their name is me. Me has a cold, me has epilepsy, me has this and me has that. Yes, me does. Now let's start with who they are. You're meditating for that I. And who is meditating? Me or I? I meditate for I. There's the two in my name. Now inside, almost a blackout, as this eye of you and the eye of the patient, all mortality is disappearing. There isn't any. You're discovering there never was any. I, in the midst of thee, am mighty. It's not someone else in the midst of thee, it's I, which you have built up by your daily use of I. You're knowing that you are the I Christ of the Father. That is your identity. You've got to live in it. This man thinks he's talking to me, but he's not. He's talking to I, but he doesn't know it. I must know it. Whenever you discuss yourself in the world, remember you are I. It need not be spoken. And when you meditate for yourself, remember you are I. And the Christ that you must touch is I. Two or more in my name are I. I, Christ. You have an opportunity to revolutionize your life. You're going to do it. If not today, tomorrow, and the next day. But you're going to do it. You're going to bring I into your life. Because without it, you don't have a life. You're just an image. I have seen what those who have accepted I as their name and Christ as the identity of that I have been able to do with their lives. We talk about miracles. When it happens to you, it really is a miracle. But the real miracle is that the individual learned the nature of their being and then never let go of it. It won't matter what happens to that individual in this world. I will always be there. I'm not a form. I'm not a mortal. I'm not a male. I'm not a female. But I am the eye of everyone on the earth. And whoever is I is in the Christ circle. I think now we're all somewhat in the I. Let's keep it there, because I will transform your life. It truly will. There's no transforming anyone will do for you that I won't do. So then when you're asked to be true to Christ, if you're true to I, and you know I is Christ, and I is the center of my being. You see how you're true to Christ when you're true to I? When you're true to I, you're true to Christ. You have many of the tools right there. Living the divine life here and now. There was a day when the divine life was something that was in a book. People didn't know that that's me. That's my nature. That's myself. But you know it. The divine self is walking inside you. Every time now, an act of yours takes that into consideration. This strengthens the eye of your being. It actually doesn't strengthen, but the use of the eye strengthens it in you. The eye is always omnipotent. But as you use it more and more, become aware of its unbelievable power. The eye becomes a factor. The things that you do, people around you, the love you receive and give, the way you behave in the community. And I invisibly does all this for you. I is alive.